happy. Today is a day. Today is a very special day. Today is what is today? Is today Wednesday?
Today's Wednesday. We've been fucking this up for a couple of days now.
You really need to stop posting on the internet like, fuck it, new episode tonight. And then,
hey, we were set to go.
Oh yeah.
And then, you know.
And then we weren't.
And then we weren't. I wish it was a good excuse, but we blew it off for 2 days with a simple text message of, hey, do you just want to do tomorrow? Yeah, and then
you know,
one more day.
This is not working either. Today's what fucking Pearl Harbor, right? Is that was.
It's not like another one, right? It's just remembering the old one.
Yeah, I think it's just remembering the old one. Oh, it's yeah, over. December 7th.
World War II's done, right?
We're done with that. Well, it depends on who you ask.
Sail the rise again.
But it's Mike's birthday also, so Mr. Michael, happy birthday. Even though he doesn't even fucking listen to this, so.
No.
Hey, sure. Mike, I mean, go fuck yourself. Right. Why would anybody? That's the question.
You know what you should do, though?
Hmm.
You should head over to blueberry.com and use promo code horrible to get 1 month free.
What will that... What is Blueberry?
Oh, well, Blueberry is a hosting site for all things that are podcasts that works seamlessly with WordPress. Unlimited downloads, no contracts, cancel any time, better than Verizon. I don't think that's part of it. Optimized for iTunes and podcasting, audio books, video, EPUB. What's an EPUB?
A publication that's on internet?
Yeah. Those around anymore? It seems like that's something that went along like with blogs.
I think
if you still blog, you gotta get out of that.
I think scientists and shit still use that.
Probably. Free technical support by email, FTP access, and again, if you have WordPress, you get an automatic little link in for this that will allow you to seamlessly upload your podcast, your EPUB, or whatever else you use right from your WordPress website without ever having to go to the Blueberry dashboard. So, blueberry.com, BLUBRRY, promo code horrible, that'll get you a month free off of any of their services. Boom.
Nice.
Advertisement out of the way.
Early.
Early. Gotta get it done.
Yep.
Because I'll get sidetracked, and then I won't remember it.
Mm-hmm. You can't warn people either, because then they'll try to fast forward through it. But if you just fucking shoot it on their face real fast,
yeah, you're halfway done with it before you realize what
happened. Yeah. Just gotta wipe it off. Everything will be fine.
Like all of those people on public transportation.
Gross. What's that, hey. Melissa? Don't feed the dog gummy bears.
Especially not weed gummy bears.
Unfortunately, they're not. She got us a fucking 5-pound bag of gummy bears the other day.
Jeez, Murphy.
That's a lot of fucking gummy bears, as it turns out.
I'm watching her put the lights up and then take them down and then put them up and take them down.
Oh, yeah. Let me know how that goes. Let me know if there's any.
Looks like a lot of fun.
She's a bit of a psychopath.
To go
so.
Stiff and just... like I'm getting electrocuted. Tear the blinds down. You'll never know. You'll just keep going and I won't say anything. Gotta get the podcast done. That dog's just staring at her like, what are you doing? Anyways.
Yeah, the dogs are like...
Video games?
Have
video games.
Eaten her face by the time I notice. Video games. Have you been playing video
before
games?
Before we get started, I want to throw a hypothetical by you since you were talking about dogs eating faces.
Mm-hmm.
If you were contracted to go do a job somewhere and you showed up at that place and the people that had paid you to come there supplied a worker. They said, here's this guy, Steve, and Steve's going to come out. He's going to help you out. Steve showed up with his dog, and Steve's kind of a cunt, and then Steve's dog bites you on the face.
Steve showed up to work with his dog?
I don't know what the guy's name was.
Sure.
I'm just giving him the name.
Hypothetical
of Steve.
Steve showed up to work with his fucking dog?
With his dog. And it bit hypothetical name Justin Jerome in the face. And then Justin being Justin kind of like apologized to the guy and then didn't say anything about it. I was like, for sure if that had happened the other way around, you get fired, right?
Fucking immediately.
He could have sued the shit out of him. But he was like, yeah, I wanted to drown the dog, but I didn't do anything because it was a client and I didn't want to get in trouble. It's like, what?
You wanted to drown? Maybe don't put your fucking face in the dog's face. I don't know. What's the first lesson you learn about dogs when you're fucking old enough to understand English? Don't put your fucking face near a dog's face, you fucking moron.
That's the best part. He didn't.
Fucking, what did it do?
He was bent down, like, hooking up equipment, and the guy let the dog out of the truck, and it beelined from, like, across the dam.
Oh, no.
And it just jumped and fucking bit him.
What kind of dog was it?
I don't know. I wasn't there. I just heard it, and I laughed until I fucking Christ. Almost peed. I don't know what about his face just said, like, that dog was sitting on the dash just, and he was like, what's the matter, buddy? Oh, you want to go say hi to the nice dog? Yeah, and it got out of there. It was probably sliding, hitting his belly sideways, kicking up dirt, trying to get to it. Just some little terrier probably just gah, right in that engine's face. Oof.
You did it.
It's a good time. Right in the chin. Anyways, I guess it didn't do too much damage or anything, so he's not super pissed about it, but I'd be real pissed if just some backwoods redneck, like, I don't know if he's a redneck, if he's from the Youper, but some backwoods Youper dude and his dog, he's like, yeah, I'd bring my dog to work. And by the way, sometime he bites people.
Yeah, and he's incredibly violent. He will run great distances to bite other people in the fucking face.
I guess they wouldn't let him use, like, the facility to hang up their wetsuits and stuff. Like, they're being kind of assholes. Like, you know, you need to find a place to dry your suits. You can't hang them up in here and some other stuff. After that, the guy put clotheslines up in there, and he brings them thermoses of coffee throughout the day, donuts every morning.
Good.
Yeah, that should
fucking
that should
good.
Probably keep your job.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's either we get coffee or your dog gets put down, I suppose.
You know, I'm not one for violence on animals there. I generally like dogs more than people.
Typically.
But I think Jerome should have looked at him in the face and been like, either you get sued and fired or you let me drown your dog in front of you.
Oh my
just
God.
To see what that guy would have said.
Terrible.
Like if he'd have, all right, drowned it.
Horror. I'm getting another one, I guess.
They're free. You just take them out of people's yards. Oh, but anyways, that was an interesting story, and I got a lot of laughs out of it.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ.
Don't miss that place at fucking all. Not even a little bit.
So what do you want to start with? You want to start with the Game Awards? That's pretty much the big news that's happened since the last time we've been on here.
Yeah, fucking Game Awards. Do people watch those?
It was live on Steam.
Oh, nice.
So if you'd have caught it on there, it. I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it either. I mean, when were they?
I feel like we should have, but as soon as it's over, I can go on Polygon, and it just gives me the list of everything that won and was nominated in a beautiful, like, there we go. Now I didn't waste 6 hours.
Yeah. Yep.
And, I mean, who won?
Overwatch?
Overwatch. Yeah, there you go. Like, we don't even have to open the list. I'm sure Overwatch won all of the titles.
2016 nominees. Check out the competitions.
Yeah. Overwatch
year.
Game of the Year. Doom was nominated. Inside, I have no idea what Inside is, and it is nominated for a literal fuck ton of things.
Inside came from the people who made Limbo. I don't know if you ever played that.
Yeah, Playdead Studios.
Limbo was fucking awesome. I didn't play Inside, though.
I played Limbo. I've actually got it on my MacBook. It's a really good game.
Oh, yeah. Limbo's real good.
But if it's anything like Limbo, I just couldn't believe that was in the running next to Doom and Titanfall 2.
What was... Oh, best art direction. Ah, that... Oh...
It can win that. I'm fine with that. But if it had won Game of the Year, it'd be like, okay, you spent $87 on production.
That's it. I mean, I don't want to be the guy that's like, ooh, you know, graphics don't matter. But like, I mean... Titanfall and Doom just look hyper-realistic. That's not cool-looking. They look good, but it's not cool-looking, in my opinion.
Artistically, yeah.
It's just like, you just made a bunch of shit that looks real. That's not, I don't think that that's an incredible feat. I think something that, I don't know, I think Overwatch's like cartoonish look has a better stylized appearance to it than Doom or Titanfall do. Although Titanfall looks fucking incredible.
I agree with you. I really like the fantastical look of like an Overwatch or something like that, but ooh, Titanfall 2 is good. I've been playing the shit out of it.
It didn't fucking grab me, dude. It's fun, but it, yeah, I don't know. It's not fucking Overwatch. Overwatch is my game of the year for sure. Far and fucking away the best game that came out this year.
I haven't played Overwatch since the last time that I got on to play Titanfall and you guys were playing Overwatch, so I came and played like two games.
Yeah.
I've played Overwatch twice since Titanfall 2 came out. I've been stuck on it.
Nice.
Ooh, it's fucking good. But I was on the first one, too. I really liked the first one. Somebody wrote me on the interwebs the other day, and it was a little confusing. I made a post about Titanfall 2 that I was about to get on to play or something. And they said, I really like Titanfall 2, but I hated Titanfall 1. They are almost the same game.
Maybe it was just that little bit of difference. I can't remember.
I could see saying I liked Titanfall 1, but Titanfall 2 is fucking incredible. Or, you know, I wish they'd have kept the cards and they got rid of the cards. It's not as good to me. But to go, I hated Titanfall 1. But I love Titanfall 2. Like, those are two extremes. The game is, it's basically the same game.
Well, I mean, that sums up the internet, right? The internet operates in extremes. It's either fuck right. No or fucking absolutely. There's yeah. No, like, I mean, it's all right. That person gets fucking lynched immediately.
Yeah. You don't
How
have a
dare
opinion.
You be in the middle of the road? By like
liberal.
Everyone hates them. Yeah. Equality. What? Go fuck yourself, nerd. There's only one true video game. Res Infinite.
That was a good
best.
Announcer voice. I like that one. That one should be the voice of reason from now on this podcast. So let's go down the list. There was one that really caught my eye. One that just is a slap in the face to everyone else that had an RPG. So best RPG
I just
went
got to that one, dude.
The expansion of Witcher 3 that won Game of the Year last year.
Brutal.
Right? Oh, that's pretty brutal.
Yeah.
It was just an expansion, and it won Best RPG of 2016. Not Dark Souls 3. Dark Souls 3 lost to the expansion of Witcher 3.
Fucking crazy. I'm surprised that the best games designed for rich player character customization and progression, both offline and online, including massively multiplayer. It's weird to me that expansions can make it on there. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Because World of Warcraft Legion was on there also, and that doesn't make any sense to me.
The only thing I can think of is that World of Warcraft is just doing updates, and maybe they made a stink like Blizzard did at some point about, like, these RPGs are just going to continue to be growing, so we need a...
Well, what about us?
Yeah, we need a... Like... If the expansion includes this much new playable area, because to be honest, The Witcher 3 Blood and Wine added, 40 hours of gameplay?
It was
like,
quite a bit, right?
Yeah, but it just...
There's got to be criteria, right? I mean, there's got to be some...
But just the fact that Dark Souls 3 is on that list.
Seriously, what? Fucking Xenoblade Chronicles was... How many hours do you have to dump into that fucking thing before you finish it?
I don't know, but I listened to the Game Informer podcast on it. Yeah. And they kind of shit on it. They said it was 100 and something hours of gameplay.
That's what I thought. That's, I mean, play style. Main story, average 66 and a half hours. Rushed is 45 hours.
Rushed. Oh, the other one that just made me laugh. The Best Family Game. A game that you can't play with anyone else and you stare at a phone. Pokemon Go. Best Family Game. It's like when you go to dinner and you see the entire family just face glowing down in their phones. They're having a good night
they
together.
Shouldn't encourage that. Yeah, yeah. Well, at least yeah. they're out of the house. That's what's important.
Yeah. I don't think that any of the family games nominated, though, are really, like, Best Family Game should have been Keep Talking and No One Explodes or whatever that
I
is.
I think that came out last year, though. Actually, I'm positive that it did.
Oh, okay. But something like that. I mean, the Best Family Game was Dragon Quest Builders, which I'm not familiar with, but then Lego Star Wars The Force Awakens, Pokemon Go, Ratchet and Clank, and Skylanders. Skylanders, I guess you could play with one other person. It's for sure not a family game.
Yeah. Is it just anything that's rated E for everyone? I'm curious what...
Oh, maybe that's what they mean. I was thinking like your family gets together, but like it doesn't say like best children's game.
It says best game appropriate for family play, including toys to life, rhythm, music, dance, and other genres. And yeah. it includes this stuff and other stuff. Don't worry yeah. about the other stuff. We'll tell you.
It's another year, so another Guitar Hero game had to have come out, right?
I think they might have stopped doing that.
Oh, I was going to say, if a rock band had come out, that had to have won that. Like that's a,
yeah, for sure.
Pokemon Go, I just cannot believe that was the winner. A game that you stare at yourself and you cannot just battle other people. So family night, you can't. That's not a family night. You're not. You can't sit around and play that with your family. You have to leave.
I mean, it would get people to go walk around and shit together.
Maybe on that. But isn't that just a byproduct? Like, it doesn't encourage... You can, as a family, go walk and play Pokemon Go, but it is not required.
Yeah. Yeah, you could force your entire family to sit there on the couch and watch you play Grand Theft Auto V while you murder hookers right. and sell blow.
Does it make
family
it a family
fucking
game?
Game.
Yeah. Anyways. Best multiplayer was obviously Overwatch.
Yeah.
Gears of War was nominated, and it was broken out of the gate.
Was it? What was it nominated for?
Best multiplayer.
Oh, okay. Eh.
The only thing I give it for that is that it was the first cross-platform shooter, but we could never get it to work with anything other than Horde or Team Deathmatch.
Yeah, Horde's the only thing that I would want to play on that, but I wish they started getting the Windows 10 store ironed out before. These fucking before like Forza came out or before Gears came out. These are big fucking titles that a landing area should have been cleared for these things, is what I mean. Like that,
yeah.
The store should be functioning fucking fluidly, but instead it's a huge pile of shit on PC.
Right. Did you see they gave out awards for most anticipated?
Oh, fuck. Who did it go to? Most anticipated.
The Legend of Zelda, but I mean, most anticipated game?
I mean,
by who?
We all know what it was last year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, hopefully...
Wait.
Oh, shit.
No, that's this year. Why didn't... Oh, no, it's because
it came out this year.
These are... Man. If it didn't win last year...
Trending gamer. Did you see Boogie won?
Boogie won it.
Danny O'Dwyer.
I mean, congrats to him, but I don't know any of the other people.
Danny O'Dwyer is... He's an Irish dude that's on Giant Bomb every once in a while. He's doing something. I don't know what the fuck. He's doing like a Kickstarter or some shit for something right now. Not a video game, but something else. And then Lyric is... Lyric is the one who pretty much owns Twitch. Like, he has, he'll have the most viewers, period. It doesn't fucking matter when, he will have the most people watching him.
That's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Pena does that. He sits and watches people play Dota when he's tired of playing Dota.
I mean, I did that when I played StarCraft, but that was like, I don't know.
It's like trying to learn a strategy.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I guess because like I would go and watch other games, and I was like, I don't see that. Like, what's the point? Like, people would come and watch me play. I had a decent number of viewers, and what stupid game was I playing?
Sunset Overdrive.
The one with the cable from his arm. Just Cause.
Okay.
The new Just Cause. People, and that's a game. It's like, no strategy to that whatsoever. Blow shit up. A lot of fun.
Blow shit up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Total.
Anything else?
Fucking Lyric's account. His total views, like forever, are 147 million. He's got 1.5 million followers.
Jesus.
Yeah. He's.
Oh, best music went to Doom.
Oh, fucking, it had to.
Fucking brutal. I know, that's great.
Did you see that they did a live performance of some of the Doom music at the Game Awards show? I think it was a Game Awards show. Maybe it was somewhere else.
That's awesome, though.
It was
Are those original tracks?
Yeah, oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, they're way original.
That's crazy. It's so good.
There's one of them that if you look... If you listen, fuck, what is it? There, if you listen to like Cyber Demon, I think is the name of the song. Okay,
I get so drunk and jam out to OST. That campaign.
I need to find out what an OST is. If Devin's listening to this, he's gonna freak the fuck out because he probably knows what an OST is. God. OST offline. No, that's not it. I don't know. I'm not sure what it is, but if you play the music through it, it shows. Find a link for this shit. If you listen to the music through this OST thing, it will show like a pentagram and like show 666. So like the sound waves that are going. Fuck. Send it to you. I can't explain it. It's
oh,
I'm not really.
That's crazy.
Maybe you can explain it better than I can, but it's like some creepy and weird intentional shit that they did when they were making the song. That I don't know, it's the little things that make Doom fucking awesome.
I love this song too, by the way. So, Doom OST Easter Egg Cyber Demon. How does it do that?
I gotta find out what the fuck that is.
Imagery in the spectral frequency display of Audition. The pentagrams seem to be making audible clicks. Uncertain what the sixes are doing. That is crazy. Yeah, so if you look at the sound waves through the spectral frequency display, it displays a row of sixes and then a pentagram. So 666 pentagram, 666 pentagram. Huh.
It's pretty fucking gnarly. It's awesome.
That's fucking brutal. I like that. Uncharted 4 walked away with a bunch of, not a bunch, but a couple awards. And a lot of nominees, and it's the only console-only game that I see on here.
Oh, that's a keen observation. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it's PlayStation only, Uncharted 4.
I mean, can you count The Legend of Zelda as the most anticipated? Does that count as
no,
a console?
No, but like it didn't win anything, because next year it could be... The same
biggest
as
pile of shit.
Yeah, it could just be horrible. It could be like that game that I can't remember now that everyone was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It got an update too, by the way.
It did. Have you played it?
I haven't.
Yep. Yep. Me neither.
For the love of Christ and Christmas. What's his name?
No Man's Sky.
Jesus Christ. I had to go to my desktop and look at the icon. Just zoned out. Couldn't think of the name. Yeah, No Man's Sky got a massive update. I have other things.
I jumped in one day to take a look at it, and it's kind of adopted the approach of Minecraft with, like, it has the regular single player, and it has the creative mode where you can build as much as you fucking want and never run out of resources. And then there's, like, a survival mode or something like that, like a hardcore mode or whatever. And I jumped into the creative mode, and a tutorial didn't immediately pop up, and I just said fuck it and left.
Right.
Maybe we already did.
Do what?
Did we talk about that last week?
No. Not you. You playing it? Did we?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. So. Maybe I got drunk this week. Might have been a little snippet.
Yeah, you talked to me about getting in and the it not giving you the tutorial, whatever, and then you backing out. But I think we just talked about it very briefly.
Oh, okay.
Says they've enabled a temporary workaround for the SLI issues people are experiencing. Says if you're running SLI, please disable TAA and the game should run. I run SLI, and I have since the game came out, and I never experienced a single problem.
That's interesting.
Fix rare crashes, monitoring. They added the things that you talked about, and mod detection is another big thing they added.
Mod detection?
Yeah, people are trying to mod the game, I guess.
Huh. Are they allowing that? Do you know?
No, it just says...
Hopefully.
Well, it says the update adds a mod detection warning and a better way to install them. So
oh, okay,
so.
Cool. That's smart.
They're going to start allowing mods.
Smart.
Hmm.
Ooh.
Doom got a new update.
I heard about
new
that.
New multiplayer mode.
There's been dudes in the Discord that have been talking about playing Doom a lot lately, and I figured something must have happened because Doom multiplayer wasn't that good.
No, not really. I got mildly internet famous for a second because of Doom multiplayer.
Was that Total Biscuit bullshit?
Yeah, I sniped Total Biscuit in a game that he was streaming, and somebody went on to Steam and then added me, and I was like, oh, new friend request, and opened it, and they were like, nice shot. I was like, what? They were like, you just shot sniped Total Biscuit. Why, he's in a live stream or something? It's like, oh, good stuff. Not in my house. To be fair, I think he raped me most of that game.
Probably. I mean, that dude plays video games for a living, so that's kind of the...
But I got that one off. It was like I was looking through a window and then through a doorway, and he jumped down and it just
nice.
Right to the head. I was like, Total Biscuit these nuts. So update Doom. It says a new multiplayer mode called Infernal Run has been rolled out, which is kind of like football. Teams fight for control of the eye, which must be carried or thrown into the opponent's goal. That sounds pretty fun. I may have to go play some.
Yeah, game. I wonder if I have that installed.
I do. I need to update it, but that sounds like a pretty cool game.
Yeah. Sounds like it could be for sure.
Or it could be Overwatch's clunky version of soccer.
The
that
shit
they did.
Version of Rocket League.
God, that was bad.
Yeah. Yeah, they tried.
I tell you how blown away I was that Rocket League was just a ripoff of Excitebike 64.
Yeah. Thank you. No, we did a podcast right after that. Yeah, you fucking Tombs came over, right? And you guys were playing.
Yeah, we were playing Excitebike 64. Anytime any friends come over here, we normally break out some of the old video games. And we found a sports mode, and it was Rocket League with floaty dirt bikes instead of floaty cars.
That's legit.
Ridiculous.
What the fuck is Rocket League up to these days? I think they just had like a championship or something like that recently.
Yeah, I played it yesterday.
Oh, right on.
The day before.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I still get in there every now and then. And when I get too drunk to play Titanfall, I plug in my controller and play that until I'm too drunk to stay awake.
Nice.
That's good, my life.
Yeah. Rocket League's a good catch-all for that.
Oh, because if people are rude and cunty that I'm doing bad, I just sit on my back and spin.
Right.
Yeah, just hold B and yell things in the microphone. So I miss playing with Devin. That dude, it's just the worst. Oh, I just closed out a tab. Aw. Have you seen these? This place called ESC Game Theater.
Mm-mm. What is that?
It's a 30-player video game theater that is in Jersey.
Okay.
And it has a giant wall-size screen, and then you get something that looks like an iPhone. I'm pretty sure they're just iPods in cases. And that's like your controller, and you do mini games with, you can have 30 people in a room. And it's...
What the fuck?
Like, big multiplayer thing. It's like $5 for 30-minute playtime. And it just cycles through the games.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Hmm. What?
Fucking, I mean, I think if these are going to pop up in malls or at a bar somewhere, that would be fun. Until people start stealing the iPods.
What is ESC?
I don't know.
Is this the name of a company? 1 year ago, 51 minutes. Huh. Man, I'm going to have to look into this. There's some videos on YouTube, evidently, of it.
And I was just reading this article on The Verge about it. And it seems like a fun time. Like, one of them's like a fruit smash game, and then one of them's like a soccer game or whatever. None of them look like good graphics. It's all on a projector.
So is it
I think it's a fun idea.
Yeah, I mean, as long as the games are decent, right? But if it's just like some proprietary bullshit that's...
The games right now kind of look like bullshit.
The guy that's announcing this in this video is wearing a Buffalo Wild Wings jersey. That's really weird.
Maybe they're at a B-dubs.
They're inside of the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, see, that's what I was saying. I could see that popping up there. They just have it, like, curtained off. And it looks like super cheap. A little computer, doesn't have to be powerful. These games are side-scrollers.
Yeah.
Looks like most of them.
Pretty low-tech. Huh. There was some... Drove by some fucking thing by the mall today that was like a... Yeah, it looked like a land center, I guess.
In the mall?
No. God, no. Everything in the mall is fucking dead.
Yeah.
I don't know where these people come from. I don't know if they just showed up, like, directly from China, and they were like, well, we're just going to steal all your business to sell all this cheap shit, they say to Hot Topic. And then across the hallway in the mall, they open up a store that's like, Geeks R Us, and they sell fucking pop vinyls out the ass. So, I don't,
like a dollar cheaper.
Yeah, I don't know what Hot Topic's going to do now, since that's their primary source of income.
Yeah, they really kind of changed over to this nerdy,
dumb fucking collectible bullshit. Mainstream, yeah, collectible bullshit, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I like pop vinyls, but
I didn't. And then I did, and now I fucking don't again.
I got too many. I have a lot. They stare at me constantly. So many pop vinyls.
What was the last one you got?
Reaper.
Oh, right on. Did that come
with
the
loot
crate?
And to be fair, I don't buy them. Yeah, I get them mostly in the loot crates, but yeah, I got this dope little Reaper.
He's pretty rad.
He is pretty rad.
Got good, decent detail on his mask. Did you smell that?
I'm not okay over here. Oh, so the MSI has their first Z270 motherboard out for the new, I think it's going to be for the new architecture. Let's see. No, it's not. I read this wrong.
Oh, okay.
Damn it. I was hoping this was finally the new... it sucks. So I'm trying to get any updates on the new AMD processor, the Zen motherboard, and I saw this MSI Z motherboard, and I thought that was it, but it's not. MSI has just got a new super high-speed motherboard, but it's still using the LGA1151 socket, so you can drop in your...
Oh, okay.
Your other crap. Oh, it's the Kaby Lake. Okay, so it's the new Intel. Kaby?
I don't know.
Is the new... let me get the specs on it, but the 7th generation Intel processor.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, so it's the code name used by Intel, which is announced... It was announced in August, but I don't think it's out yet. It's just their new i7, so.
Oh, right on. My dad just ordered parts for a new computer. When I go to Colorado, I'm going to help him put it together. Looking forward to that.
Single core speed, 4.5 gigahertz. Clock rate, 4.2. Pretty fast. But that's not what I'm looking for. What I'm excited about... because I've been happy with my AMD, my 8350. So the AMD Zen CPU was due to release fourth quarter of this year, and 13 hours ago a release date. Oh, hold up. We may have something.
Breaking news.
Oh, no. You better come up with something to blabble about for a minute, because we have news from AMD that just broke.
Oh, man. That's exciting. Did you play Altered Beast back in the day?
I did. I have it. I have Altered Beast.
That's good. That was one of those... My cousin and I looked for that a lot, and there was like one video game store down the road that would rent it. I don't know why neither of us never bought it, because we both... really fucking dug it, but they had like one copy of it, and they would be sold, or not sold out, but someone else would have had it rented every fucking time we went down there looking for it.
My mom found it. She was at the flea market and found it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, recently. Not super recently, but probably a year ago or so, and she mailed it to me.
Nice. That's pretty recent, considering how long it's been out for.
Yeah, I mean, it took her 20-something years to get it for me, but hey, that Christmas list
hey.
From when I was 8 is getting it's getting smaller and smaller.
There you go. There you go. So evidently Sega is, what is this? Stories International, this is off of Game Informer's website. Sega's production arm has been working on finding film partners for many of its major franchises, including an earlier announcement of Shinobi. But I don't know. Like, they announced that they were going to use the stories of Altered Beast and Streets of Rage for either a movie or a TV series. And evidently it's with the executive producers of The Walking Dead.
Oh, just call Michael Bay, give that kid a couple of fireworks, and let him make another god-awful Transformers movie out of Altered Beast.
Oh, man.
When he changes into the fucking wolf, it just like explodes behind. I saw the preview for the new one, and I threw up in my mouth.
Which it's preview for new what?
Transformers 10 oh, or whatever it is.
Sweet, I didn't know there was one coming out. Is it obnoxious?
It's like
as
a
shit?
Teaser trailer, and it shows two robots land and punch each other, and behind them explosions went off, and I was like, I'm
"Fuck,
done.
Yes, dude,
he doesn't even care anymore." I feel like he's got like one of those composer sticks. And it's just dun 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 dun. He's just pointing and just boom, boom, and
Oh man!
What was Danny McBride's name in?
Oh, I don't remember.
Tropic Thunder.
Fuck, what was his name?
It's like Mother Nature could suck a dick. <He's> Oh, that's Michael Bay. Michael Bay is Danny McBride from
Yeah, but like Tropic given Thunder. A fuck ton of the disgusting real version. God, that's fucking terrible. What a
right,
terrible
a
person to be compared to.
Melanie and who was over here the other day? Pena came by. Neither one of them have seen Eastbound and Down.
Oh, nice.
So I got to introduce them to the glory of Eastbound and Down.
It's a good ass show.
It's so fucking funny.
Oh, whoa. Dude. Are you watching the same? Oh man. It's like there's like knights and stuff riding around on horses.
Oh yeah.
And like a three-headed dragon transformer
fight. And it's post-apocalyptic, so after horses and knights, you go way into the future, and just when I was like, oh, well, you know, at least it's a different story, then Mark Wahlberg pops up. He just, like, rises out of the ground. Just,
surprise, motherfuckers.
Hey. Yeah, I was like, oh, no, so it's not going to be a new story. Shit. Oh, well.
If it's just intended, I guess that's the thing. Who the fuck is going to go to the Transformers movie expecting a good plot?
Shitting on my childhood.
Well, I'm sorry, man, but Transformers never had a good plot.
No. I was playing old Transformers, 1983?
Mm-hmm.
Transformers, the original. And Melanie and I both remember that song way different. It slowed down over the years. So by the time we got to the mid-90s, early 2000s, it was that Transformers, Robots in Disguise.
Was it super
fast? Well, if you listen... Oh, yeah, the 83 is like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, Transformers, Robots in Disguise. Like,
it's just like, speed metal for fucking for 8-year-olds.
And she was like, oh, I didn't know what it was at first because they sped it up. And I was like, yeah, it's weird. And so then I clicked the actual, like, an episode. Nope, not sped up at all. The 80s version was really fast. And all they did was slow it down and get a guy to sing. I think it's a girl in the first one. And then when you listen to the 90s version, it's a little slower. And then as it got through, like, eventually it slowed way down.
Weird. I wonder why they did that.
Makes it sound more robotic, maybe, that
oh,
Transformers,
fuck. I guess.
Robots in Disguise. Before it was like, Transformers, Robots in Disguise. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. And they weren't... Transformers went from being like double the size of a human to now they are the size of the Empire State
Building. Yeah, they're whatever size they want to... Well, I mean, how big was Megatron back when he was a pistol? I mean, he had his size,
but he was a space
greatly,
pistol.
Right?
Back, he was the big gun for what was the other dude? Starscream.
Starscream was the jet. Who? Soundwave. Soundwave.
Sound was one of them, but I thought he was the. I thought Megatron like turned into the gun. It doesn't matter. they weren't that, in the cartoons, that big. I mean, they were, if you took a car and used the mass of a car to make a person-shaped car.
Yeah.
That was how big they were. Like, the hood would just fold down, and the hood was still like his chest. But now, it just keeps twisting, and somehow through the power of magical physics, they just keep going. It's infinite how tall they get. And don't get skinny. They're not thin. They gain length and girth. I don't know how that happens.
Girth. It's a girth. Good unit of measurement.
Yeah.
They're remaking The Mummy, evidently.
I haven't seen the preview, but when I was looking at previews to talk about stuff, I saw that that was on there. Is, what's that guy's name? Shitface?
Tom Cruise is in it.
Oh, just as good as, what is that?
Brendan
Fraser.
The
guy Fraser. That played Encino Man.
Yeah,
Brendan
Fraser. He was in the first one. First, well, nine. Did they make eight? They made eight, right?
I don't know. His career and his physical appearance tanked after like Journey to the Center of the Earth or whatever.
I gotta find out what he looks like now.
Oh, he looks gross. He looks like a version of himself that got left in water too long.
Oh, okay. So like
he's all swollen and like pale.
Val Kilmer. Like, Val Kilmer fucking got left in a pond for too long too.
Looks like the guy from X-Men that when they try to make him a mutant.
Oh, and he just
turns into water. that first morph is kind of what Brendan Fraser looks like now.
Dude, speaking of unrecognizable, I fucking was looking at Black Mirror episodes the other night when I was just bored. And I watched the episode. Well, I was stumbling through them, and I ended up on season 3, episode 1. And I was like, that's not the fucking one that I watched. And I looked at like the description. I was like, that sounds really fucking stupid. So I sent...
That's the one you made me watch.
So I watch it, and then I immediately apologize to you because that episode's fucking shit, dude.
I mean, it wasn't thought shit, you were trying to make some political point. Like, it was... for anyone that doesn't know what this show is, it's... One episode, it's three seasons long, but one episode is like one idea, like
Twilight Zone,
yeah. Right? And so this one that you sent me was supposed to be season 3, episode 1, and you were like, you need to go watch it, and I watched it, and I was like, all right. It's basically your Facebook likability is your credit score.
It's, yeah, yep. It's like an Instagram fucking... It's like everybody has a fucking Yelp review for themselves
for
each
everybody,
interaction.
Right. You can upvote every interaction you have with your phone by just pointing it at them. And it was a good thought exercise, sort of. Like, you could kind of see how some of this is going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, I hopefully don't ever see a time where you can get locked out of your place of employment for falling below a certain score or whatever. Yeah. But... the idea of you being able to point your camera at somebody, and if they are linked to your social network, like they didn't know anyone. Their conversations were like this part was disgusting to me, and I can see this happening.
Oh fuck!
Where she got in the elevator and kind of like slyly held her phone up so it would recognize the lady, and then looked and was like, "Oh, how's your dog?"
Yeah.
And like she was just reading off the talking points.
Yeah.
No real interaction ever again.
That's how people are now.
It's getting close.
That's fucking extreme, but
now they do it online, in the form of "Happy birthday, I was thinking about you." No, you weren't, you got a notification. I don't wish anybody fucking happy birthday on Facebook. If I remembered before that notification, you're getting something in a text message before then. I can promise you, I'm not going to remember anyone's fucking birthday.
Seriously.
I barely remember my mother's. And it hasn't changed, I don't think, since I've been alive.
The only reason I know my parents is that they're one day apart. So one of them is the 12th and the other one's the 13th. If it weren't something weird like that that stayed as a reminder in my head, then I probably wouldn't fucking remember my parents' birthdays.
I don't know my dad's, so there's that. So, my mom's, I try to remember that one. I got to be a good son and send her wishes and flowers. But for most people, I got no fucking clue, man. 13th
and maybe I don't know my parents' birthdays.
And it doesn't, it shouldn't matter to you, especially if you're 8, your birthday matters. If you're 32, your birthday doesn't fucking matter.
It really doesn't. It's all downhill, man. After, 25? 25. After that, it's just kind of a...
You can rent a car at 25. My 30th, I just don't want it to happen, but it's gonna, and then after that, I'm gonna be like, well, right.
Is that next year?
It's March.
Okay.
Coming up. But that's the one that I just don't want. I like to be able to say, look, I'm in my 20s.
Yeah.
No big deal. And mostly because I wasted the first 7 years of my 20s, so it's like, oh, shit, I got to cram a bunch in the last 2 years.
I did some shit in my 20s that probably burnt up a lot more fucking time than I really should have. And then I just wasted time for... at least 2 years of my 20s were just fucking wasted.
I got out of the Army, I was 25, 26, somewhere in there. So up till then, that was all Army stuff.
Right.
You know, they're not doing anything. It's like, oh, this desert's nice. Like, there's nothing good going on. And then, got out and went contracting, so that was... another 2 years spent in the same desert because I couldn't find anything better to do.
That's what makes people go fucking, yeah. Here's a pamphlet for some dive school down the fucking road.
Yeah, fuck the Army, dude. They ain't never sending me back to that shithole again. What are you going to do for work? I think I'm going to go back to Iraq.
too good.
It's always sunny.
There's no fucking snow on the ground. Brendan Fraser's website. Hey, you can go to brendanfraser.com. Ooh, flash enhanced high bandwidth website. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Well, this dude's got... go to brendanfraser.com.
Doing it. I was just looking at the Zen architecture. I got to get over there. I'm going to add another tab. So many tabs. I'm all tabbed out. Dude.
When we start this
tabs for days.
Podcast, it goes from 2 tabs to fucking 30 real quick.
BrendanFraser.com. This episode's podcast brought to you by
Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser. Flash enhanced.
Yeah.
Traditional HTML. What? How old is this? Flash 7? What flash are we on? It's got to be higher than 7, right?
I don't think it matters. This website's metal as fuck.
All right, dude. What is this? What is this, dude?
If you go to his photos, you can fucking look at his photos.
Has it been updated?
Oh, shit, if I know.
Oh, my God. What? This is the worst website.
Yeah, it's absolutely
I've ever seen.
Maybe it's like a...
Is this him? This isn't him.
Oh, yeah, this is him, dude, for sure.
No. Oh, yeah, because that's that dude from Batman. Those are just scared Asian women.
Dude, it makes
the worst
photos
that he's
sounds,
taking?
I think so. Yeah, I guess he's a photographer. Oh, shit, if you go to the About page, the compass arrow follows your fucking mouse cursor.
Yeah.
Modern. Boy, who did this?
Oh, that's him. It is him. What a weirdo. Let's go to announcement. What's he announcing?
Yeah, let's...
Oh, click on announcements. The noise is so bad.
Oh, boy. September to November of 2005. So that's...
He hasn't updated
this. It's been a little quiet lately. All right, I've had enough.
Dude, that's so creepy. Anyways, do yourself a favor. Go to BrendanFraser.com. That's the fucking worst website on the internet.
Worse than Goatsy.
What's Goatsy?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Is it as good as lemonparty.org?
It's worse than fucking Lemon Party.
Everyone at home, go to lemonparty.org.
Don't do any of this.
Turn your volume all the way up and call in your parents when Christmas comes around. You'll thank me. I mean, you won't thank me, but it'll be funny to me.
And that's like, what matters.
God. People have photoshopped him to make him look worse than he does, but he looks pretty bad in his own.
Goatsy or Brendan Fraser?
Oh, Brendan Fraser.
Oh, okay.
But
maybe it's the same person. I don't know.
He's all fucking wonky-eyed now, too. I'm sending you an image. Click on that. Click on that!
Whoa.
Yeah.
That eye is a little drifty, huh?
I'm just going to send you another one. And I just want you to know that youth is fleeting, and we got to get it in while we're still looking good.
Because
that can happen to you. If it can happen to handsome-ass Brendan Fraser.
That fucking picture is so photoshopped.
It's just him old, or an old picture.
The lighting on that makes no fucking sense whatsoever.
It might have been cropped into a background, but that picture had to have been from, what, 90s, early 90s? I don't think they were photoshopping a bunch of shit back then.
Look at the lighting on his face, dude. That's not a real picture.
Don't be mad that it's handsome-ass Brendan Fraser. And now he's...
I guess that's the... Looks like it's so fucking edited that he doesn't have whiskers on his cheeks. I don't know. Maybe he just can't grow facial hair. Never saw him with a beard anyways, so...
No.
This is the longest I've ever... You and I have talked more about Brendan Fraser than I have, like, in my entire fucking life combined over the last...
It's definitely more than anyone has probably talked about Brendan Fraser in the last 5 years.
Probably.
That's for sure. He's going to listen to this and be like, oh. Oh, dude, I got tagged in something. Hey, they brought me up in this podcast. Oh.
This is it. Back to the top.
It's back to
Encino
the top.
Encino Man 2, look out.
Honey, you told me my wonky eye wasn't that wonky. They spotted it immediately.
Immediately.
Official BlizzCon motherboards.
Oh, what? Yeah,
okay. They got to stop. They got to stop now. Blizzard is now releasing their own BlizzCon motherboards.
Oh, I'm all about it. Where is this motherfucker?
Asus.
Asus?
I still call it Asus. I'm tired of people.
Asus is it takes too much work to say. That doesn't.
Yeah, it's Asus. It's Asus.
Just kind of falls out of your face. Asus. Yeah. Excuse me.
Asus. Official motherboards of BlizzCon. The Asus Prime.
Video game ads used to be really, really, really fucking stupid, but they're still really fucking stupid. Not to the insane degree that they used to be, but...
Well, now they're starting to get disgusting. They're starting to turn into every other ad.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Gaming's becoming too popular. Gotta shut it down.
Nope, that's fine. Just let it keep going. Let it get popular. Let it stay popular. That's fine. I support that.
You want your... graphics cards to drop down to $85 a piece or something?
I want the graphics card to drop down in price. I want more games. And I know a couple of guys that do a podcast about gaming, so as long as podcasts or fucking gaming stays relevant, then a video game podcast probably would too. So
that's true, I guess. I'm sick and tired of people giving a fuck about video games. Whoops. Shoot some boots.
I'll give away.
A hooker?
Yeah. I'd be better off saying that. If I say, never mind. Forget it.
No, now you're on the hook now.
Fuck.
We're live. We're live. We need content.
I picked up a 1080 recently. And
like, and held it or bought it?
No, I didn't buy it. I just like physically picked it up and looked at it. And I picked up the 1070 too. And like the weight difference was fucking enormous.
Well, one's made of gold. It's just money stuffed into a box.
That would explain why it's $700 fucking dollars, but the weight difference is crazy. I still wonder if I could take the housing off the top of a 1080 and put it on the top of my 970 and then return my 970.
As soon as you figure out if that works or not, call me because I'm going to buy two of them and replace these two.
I guess, yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm afraid of... That's the thing. It's like that... Maybe we should.
But I'm telling you, you don't need it. Go pick you up a cheap ass another 970. Everything I plug in, it goes auto detect settings and then max fucking burn.
Oh,
as much as it can.
I don't even need a fucking another 970. I'm fine. I would just like to have one for free. Like if that's a fucking option, then I want a free one. I don't want to go fucking buy one.
Nah,
heavens no.
Oh,
so
somebody needs to start sending us stuff to review. That's people that started doing unboxing videos. Lou from Unbox Therapy. Yeah. We're not buddies. I don't know the guy. I kind of love him. The guy has done something amazing. All he does is gets free shit, opens it, gives as much of a review of something as you can when you just open something you didn't know you were getting.
Yeah.
What is in this box? Well, this is in the box, and it's, I mean, does it suck? It could be okay. You should try it. That's his videos.
Yeah, and that's
most
his.
Of them.
And
it's his. You're right. It's his. He is Unbox Therapy. Like that. He's like, got to the office the other day. Jack put this big box over here. Said that it came in from somebody.
That's
Let's
the
open
fucking
it up.
Crazy thing too. Is like the boxes that he gets like show up like. This is a fucking exaggeration, but like a Titan fucking falls into his driveway. It's like all the boxes that he gets are like these elaborate, like hand carved wooden boxes with it's not.
And yeah. I can't stop watching his fucking channel.
Yeah, he does a good job.
I watch it nonstop. I watch it all the time. And it's the does it suck stuff is great. He'll go on Amazon and find like the deal of the day out of China, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. And he buys it and gets it. And he's like, it's an iPhone case that has a code. Like you got to slide the blocks in the back to make it open. And then he bought the flamethrower.
Oh fuck!
we see advertised, and it just shoots a little ball of paper.
Oh no, really?
It was real bad. But he never will talk shit about anything. Like I've never heard him be like, "This is garbage. Don't waste your money." Like the worst he says is like, "It's not for me. Maybe it's for
you."
That's
a real good way to ensure that everyone will mail you their shit.
Right. I watched one with him in a chair that fits in your pocket the other day, and it was garbage.
A chair
and he starts saying it's garbage, and then he like backpedals and he's like, "I don't know, maybe it's okay." And all it was it looks like a Bluetooth speaker. It's like a pill, like a big pill.
Oh, okay.
And it's got a hinge on one side, so the pill opens like a clam, and then it's got like a pogo stick that comes out, and you twist it to lock it. Like a boat pole.
Oh, okay.
You pull those out, and then you twist them, and they stay stiff. Yeah. Well, that's all it is. It's like a little plastic boat pole comes out, and you click, 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 and then you twist it, and then now the clam part that's open, you can sit your ass on, and then the stick goes to the ground, so you can kind of like lean.
Oh, okay. So
lean on it.
Okay, gotcha. So it's not like...
Not like a chair.
You can't fucking
like you can't sit
on
it.
But okay.
Yeah, you can just kind of lean. Like having a third leg. It makes you a tripod.
Nice.
And they're like, well, if you're standing in line, you know, like if you're waiting in line somewhere, you can pop this thing out and kind of lean up against it.
You even sound like him. That's funny.
Or you could not be a lazy fuck and stand in line. But at the end of it, I went, that's fucking stupid. And at the end of his thing, I was like, I could see it. If I waited in line for like a premiere, if I was if If I was somebody that was buying stuff, like people that grab tickets or scalp tickets or whatever, they go and they stand in line, they grab tickets early and sell them or whatever. I guess. Because he had it in his pocket. Like when it folds up, it's like the size of a Bluetooth speaker. So you could wedge that in your pocket and then click it open, pull it out. I'm just waiting on it to collapse where you don't twist it good enough and somebody just busts their ass.
Yeah. Yep. They fucking like slip back a little bit and the pole just fucking impales them through their fucking heart.
Have you seen these videos of people sitting on the stools, the height adjustable stools where the plate breaks and the plunger goes into their asshole? They get actually, and then they gotta slide slowly off them because it's perfectly aimed. There's a video. It's got to be five different people that they get penetrated by the rod, like boonk.
I saw it happen to one dude, and I couldn't fucking believe it. I couldn't believe it. I had to watch it like four times. I was like, "Oh yeah, that was inside of him.
It has to be."
Yeah,
and everyone's reaction is the same. It's like, oh, "I felt. Oh, is there something inside of
hot,
me?
Hot, 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 hot."
There was one guy who's on like a Spanish talk show. And I forgot what he was doing, but it was like some trick. He's like making people laugh, and he like goes to spin around the chair, and he's like, and he goes from like, I'm the clown, to
you're the
like,
fucking clown.
The look in his face was like, he was just like mad, like serious. And then he just, and he looks at him, and then he stands up, and you just watch this thing like, poo. Out of and the lady stared at like she like was laughing and like looking at him and looking at the chair and then look and then it clicked.
It's this magician.
You can see it? I think it might is
in
it,
the in this fucking colorful suit with the blonde hair. Oh no! Oh!
Yeah, he goes ha!
Oh no! Oh no!
It's so much pole. Goes inside of that man. You should tweet that out.
Oh no, was that? Oh no. Fuck, okay.
Sorry, mesmerized by watching Melissa try to put this bird on top of this tree. Oh, she got it. Hey! I just got to watch her decorate this tree the entire time.
Put a bird on it. Oh, here we go. This is the fucking one that I saw.
Welcome to the fucking show.
Oh! Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, terrible so dumb shit. If you wanna smile today, go watch these guys on the adjustable height stools get plungered straight in the beehole.
It could be fucking worse.
you could be this guy. I've seen this one.
Yeah, that was the one that I had seen before.
Oh, look.
It's like, I'm just going to play my acoustic guitar. Sakunk.
It's just, I gotta know. Did it do damage? Or does, like, is that just like, oh. Because it happens so fast. But, like, if that's off, I mean, it's metal. And it's probably not smooth at the end. Like, it could take just a cookie cutter whole chunk out of your intestine.
I would think. I would think that it would just blow a fuck. Traveling that fast with that much weight on top of it?
Like, it might not even have gone in their asshole. It might have gone through the gooch.
Sure. Yep.
Ba-boom.
Yeah. It's going in them. Doesn't matter. Yeah.
You're hoping that it just miraculously found its target.
On a
like,
good day, you've been doing your asshole stretches, and it slides right in, and everything's fine.
You're hoping that thing turned off its targeting computer and just relied on the force. Funk. Use the force, Luke. Just, what if I'm sitting here right now and just, do I got a single plunger? I think I do. I got a pretty beefy bracket down there, though. I'm not on an $8 rolly chair. That would be rough.
Yeah. Do some research before you buy your chairs. I think that's the moral of this story.
If you're gonna buy a stool, you Google the brand and model of your stool, followed by number of impalings.
Yeah.
number of people penetrated by, and then write out the name of your stool. You'd never be too safe. I'm glad you've watched those videos too. That makes me real
fucking
heavy.
My buddy Nick sent me that dude with the acoustic guitar one the other day.
Boom.
That's so bad, dude.
I still can't get an update. Excuse me, I still can't. Oh, wait.
What are you talking about?
December 13th. December 13th, maybe? For the next generation CPU from AMD called the Zen.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, it says by the end of December it may be coming out in some of the high-end pre-built PCs.
Oh my god. So while I wasn't picking up a 1080 recently, I was perusing, looking at their... Listen, I went to Best Buy while we were in Southern California, and we were just looking around at, like, while I was looking around at, like, their... They started selling custom-built computers there, and they sell Alienwares there now, yep. Also.
Darr.
And I was over looking at the mechanical keyboards, fucking like I do. That's like the only thing that I look at Best Buy. I go over there and I...
You just go over there and clack on them?
I put my fingers down on WSA&D, and then I push those, and then I type, what the fuck? And I look at it and I go, yep, that's too much money, and I walk the fuck away from it every time. But some kid and his dad walk up, and they're like, and the kid's like trying to convince his dad. He's like, this is the keyboard that I need. And on the ground next to them is this fucking Alienware computer that they've been lugging around with them through Best Buy. It's like, I want to tell them, like, don't, just don't. Like,
all you got to do is look at him and say, excuse me, sir. I am a co-host of a PC gaming podcast. How much were you planning on spending on this computer? And when he's like, well, it's top of the line. It's going to cost me about $8,500. Be like, believe it or not, you can get a Horrible Influence custom-built PC
oh, shit.
For $4,800. And it will outperform anything you can buy here. And he goes, huh, no way. And then you Amazon a bunch of shit to his house, and then you show up and you build it and you slap a fucking Horrible Influence sticker on there and give the kid a fucking high five. You can make money here.
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
See the wheels turning.
Yeah, we need to write down this business plan. We've got this. We have the entire... We have... All we have to do is make a company that competes with a company like Dell, and then they'll just buy us, and then we'll be fine.
Right.
Well, they'll buy the company, and then we won't have to work anymore.
Yeah, you really don't want to build that many computers. You really just want people to think that we build that many computers so we get bought out.
Yeah, not trying to work. That's not...
No.
That's not the direction of this, by any means. Just want to play video games and not be disturbed. That's really, really all I fucking want.
Silence, world. Ooh, Melanie has headed back to Grand Gulf. Tomorrow she heads to Michigan, and then she'll be back for like a night, and then she's headed to Grand Gulf.
What's Grand Gulf?
And then to Canada, Mississippi.
Oh.
So, and then my mother's coming the week between Christmas and New Year's, but other than those days, I'm on like a 3-week video game bender.
Hey, there you go. Fuck yeah.
Oh. So you just have to get Melissa kidnapped by some Asian street gang for the rest of the holidays.
Seattle,
we can jam
so
out.
It shouldn't be too fucking hard. Probably just yell out, probably just speak loudly out the window, and that could be arranged. Or probably just one of the kids at school, honestly.
I feel like it's Seattle. Like here, if I was to open my window and scream something, somebody would be like, shut the fuck up. And then, like, I feel like if you right now went to the window and just yelled something out there, you would get like, I value your opinion.
Yeah. You just hear windows shut. Ka-chunk, 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 ka-chunk. Because it's just super fucking passive-aggressive out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. There's a lot of those. A lot of those noises around. A lot of stickers with people's opinions on them. That's really what fucking Seattle's all about.
I have done the trashiest thing that I will ever do to my vehicle, which is put some bumper stickers on it. But
on the paint, though?
I got it everywhere. It doesn't matter. These stickers are the best because they are political, but they just say, like, protect your gun rights, vote for gun rights. And then one of the other one is like, like, vote for nationwide concealed carry. Basically, I just got a bunch of stickers that says, don't rob me because you know I got a fucking gun. If someone's dumb enough to be like, get out of the car, I'm like, come on, man.
It's essentially the opposite of putting one of those little fucking Apple stickers on your back window. Like, hey, I got some valuable shit. If you guys are looking for anything shiny, I'm your guy. Just
this is like, I'm trigger happy and an asshole.
I might be a psychopath. Don't turn me into a sociopath. Thanks.
Pew, 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 pew. Melanie was talking about this. I got problems. Melanie was talking about her ritual when she leaves work late at night and there is no one there with her. She goes out and, like, checks all the doors, and then she weaves through the cars in the parking lot to make sure no one's hiding to, like, steal her.
Yeah.
You know, like, when she goes in. And then when she's satisfied there's no one there, then she unlocks her car, she gets in and immediately locks the door and then starts it. Like, because I mean, we've been robbed, not like we've been robbed, but the company has been robbed a couple times now, like four. So it's the area not awesome.
Catalytic converters cut off.
Yeah. And so they were like, Grips, you got a ritual? And I was like, I carry a gun. I was like, when I leave late at night and there's no one around, I act like I'm drunk, and then I take money out of my wallet and throw it on the ground.
Just have, like,
surprise,
a jar full of change that you, like, tip ever so slightly so it just pours out as you walk along. Someone's like, oh, what's this? Is that money?
The bum summoning sound?
Yeah. All those motherfuckers that live in the bushes over there just come, like, crawling over the fences, like, fucking...
Oh, and I just start playing Duck Hunt.
It's so stupid. So, video games.
Is that it?
I wasn't
ready.
I thought I had something.
That's a good segue.
So the PS4 is on sale, and I fucking want one. The PS4 Pro came out, so the PS4, like, regular has dropped a few dollars
just for that one game.
There's a couple now.
Uncharted?
Not an Uncharted.
Fan?
Well, I never played it, so
it's a good game.
I never had a PlayStation 3, so never.
I had the Vita, and Uncharted on Vita was actually really good.
Right on.
But what else you wanted?
I want Bloodborne.
Bloodborne.
Yeah. The Last Guardian finally fucking came out. This week or last week? It's been in production for, fuck, it has to be 10 years. I think it's been canceled 3 times.
And it's a PlayStation exclusive.
Yeah, it was. It's from the same guys that made Team Ico, are the developers. They made Ico and they made Shadow of the Colossus way back in the day. But
anything else, or is that where you're
God,
at?
I guess
games?
It's those two. Oh, what is it called? Let It Die. Another game called Let It Die that's free to play, but it's this. I don't know. It's like an arcade. It's like, You play an arcade cabinet in this game. So, like, when you die in the game, like, you're back in, like, the real world, I guess. And there's some fucking goofy guy that works at the arcade that talks to you, that wears a skull mask and shit. But it looks fun. But when you die, you lose all your shit. But as you progress, you upgrade your character. So every time you start a new character, you're a little bit stronger than your previous rendition, but is that the right way to use it?
if you get a PlayStation 4, I should just let you use my PlayStation Plus account. That way you get all the game, the free to play games and all that.
Yeah.
In exchange, you have to link my Vita to your PS4 so I could just play your PS4
fucking
here.
Deal. You want to go halvesies on a PS4?
I don't know what games. I tried to win one. I was going to send you the one if I won it because it was like $5 for an entry. And I was like, man, you wanted one. I don't want one. But
yeah, I don't know. You can get a used one for... Oh, evidently you can get a refurbished one from eBay for $189.99. I don't know what GameStop has, though. Probably $249.
You might as well just get the Pro.
Fuck that. No way. No way. You can get a PlayStation 3 for... Man. Console prices aren't dropping like they used to. Like... Well, I guess
where the Xbox 360 was $99, like the November after its release.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. This is weird.
I remember GameStop had the plain white Xbox 360s in that little plain white box for like $99.
Yeah.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah, no shit. As soon as people realized they started just dying all the time, that was...
Yep.
Like, fuck this, getting something else. I'm going to spend an extra $400 for a PlayStation 3.
Yeah. Oof. I'm going to stab myself with my Castlevania knife.
There you go.
All right, so you're going to try to acquire a PlayStation 4.
Yeah. Probably another couple of years down the road.
Just go gank one for some kid on Christmas.
You know, it's been kind of a... Since I don't have a job right now, I think a lot about, like, stealing things. Because that's what an adult does, I guess. It's like, oh, man, I really want stuff. But, fuck, I really don't want to work, though. Well, you could steal it.
I could just take it.
The guy at the front door at Best Buy couldn't chase himself if he fucking wanted to, so... Yeah.
And he doesn't care.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. That does not give a shit.
Yeah, I just need it like a light jog 30 feet to the escalator. I'm fine. Fine. Maybe one day. Maybe you'll have to be doing
this. Next week's podcast, Tyler won't be here because he'll be in jail.
Say maybe you're going to have to do this solo.
You should get a wild hair up your ass and you actually think you can do
it. Right. He just trips me on my way out the door.
He fucking
eat it.
There's some psycho and he just shoots you like that.
Wow, like
movie.
You?
Yeah. What was that?
The one with Seth Rogen?
The guy's flashing people?
Yeah, and he just fucking blasts him. Dude, that came out at the same time as Paul Blart did. And they were.
And Paul Blart was dog
shit. Were so fucking different, dude.
Yeah. One was funny.
What was the name of that movie?
The other was not. One was called Mall Cop. Oh, Observe and Report.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Fucking ridiculous. Well, dude, I need to wrap this up.
Sounds good, dude. Sounds.
I have some dongs to do before Melanie leaves out of here.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh. Shout out to Blueberry. If you guys are looking to do a podcast or host a website, check them out. Remember, promo code HORRIBLE. You get a month free. We make a couple dollars, and maybe we can keep this train wreck on the air for a little bit longer.
That'd be cool. And yeah. Subscribe, please, if you haven't.
Subscribe.
It's like the only way that we can fucking track people who follow it. So that would be rad if everybody subscribed.
Shout out to Vietnam.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. I don't know what's going on. Twitter's blowing up. Bunch of Vietnamese. Bunch of Vietnams. No.
All are welcome.
And then, I'm super stoked.
Oh, no, I know you are. We both are.
I was like, I don't get it.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
All right.
Of all places.
Of all places. And, dude, special, special thanks to the one person in Saudi Arabia. I'm assuming it's a man because I don't think they let women use internet there. But one. We have one listener in Saudi Arabia. Call me, dude. I'm sure you've got my number. You can find out how to get a hold of me. If you're that
probably
one person,
a prince anyways, right?
Oh yeah, it's either that or it's like somebody I used to work with, and they're just like embedded down somewhere, and they're like, "Look, cover blown,
dude." You know what'd be fucking sweet is if there was somebody over there that was like burning our episodes onto DVDs and then selling them at those fucking like rip off DVD places.
Shops?
Yeah.
Oh my god! If somebody I still know in the army like sends me this like blank like my. A CD of us in some country that ends in a stand, I would be
happy. After you and I talked about like the basic shit that we experienced in the military, even though you and I went to very different places, as soon as you leave the United States, you see the same shit fucking everywhere.
Yeah, the rest of the world is the same.
Yeah, we're the fucking weird ones,
yeah,
for sure.
The United States and Canada are... We're off. Because, yeah, anyway, you go to Korea, Japan, Philippines, Iraq, Afghanistan, the war-torn, not war-torn, doing well, doing shitty, they all have bootleg DVDs and like gnarly shops and haggling. You can just spit in someone's face, basically, on the price. Excuse me. You can go in somewhere and they're like, oh, that's a nice trinket. How much is that? $5, $2, fuck you. Like, you just get this thing, you walk out, it's like $2.50. Completely acceptable and encouraged. Here.
Different place. Oh, God. Yeah, the cops will get called fucking immediately.
Yeah. How much is that? $50. I'll give you $40. What the fuck did I say the price was?
Sir, like, what's somebody your voice?
Yeah. Look at the sticker on the back. Like, I don't make the prices. Hi, welcome to Costco.
We love you.
All right, dude. Well, have a good week. Maybe we do another one this weekend. I don't know if you're busy or not, but I will be playing some video games.
Right on. Cool. Yeah, school's getting shorter for me, so we should get together and do some shit.
Nice. All right. Bye.
Oh.